Blackstone Audiobooks presents Ivanhoe by Sir Walter Scott. Now fitted the halter, now travers the cart, and often took leave, but seemed loath to depart. Prior. There follows an introduction by the author. The author of the Waverley novels had hitherto proceeded in an unabated course of popularity, and might in his peculiar district of literature have been termed l'enfant gâté of success. It was plain, however, that frequent publication must finally wear out the public favour, unless some mode could be devised to give an appearance of novelty to subsequent productions. Scottish manners, Scottish dialect, and Scottish characters of note, being those with which the author was most intimately and familiarly acquainted, were the groundwork upon which he had hitherto relied for giving effect to his narrative. It was, however, obvious that this kind of interest must in the end occasion a degree of sameness and repetition, if exclusively resorted to, and that the reader was likely at length to adopt the language of Edwin in Parnell's tale. "Reverse the spell," he cries, "and let it fairly now suffice. The gamble has been shown." Nothing can be more dangerous for the fame of a professor of the fine arts than to permit, if he can possibly prevent it, the character of a mannerist to be attached to him, or that he should be supposed capable of success only in a particular and limited style. The public are in general very ready to adopt the opinion that he who has pleased them in one peculiar mode of composition is, by means of that very talent, rendered incapable of venturing upon other subjects. The effect of this disinclination on the part of the public towards the art...